So I'm here with CJ from the home server team on this beautiful April snowy day. And
it's snowing outside.
Snowing outside, which is very odd for April. But so we're here to talk about Power Pack 2.
Yeah, right on.
So what's the story with Power Pack 2? What's the big headline?
Well, we released it last week. That's the big headline.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's another update to Windows Home Server.
Nice. Yeah. And what do you get with this?
There's a lot of new functionality in Power Pack 2. A lot of it's bug fixes. There's some things we're doing for our original equipment manufacturers, mm-hmm. like Hewlett-Packard. To make their initial install experience better if they ship a server that comes with Power Pack 2. And then there's some features that our end users actually are going to see evident in the product. Most importantly, our remote access setup has gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
The Media Center integration we have with the product has gotten a lot better.
How so?
Well, so if you have Windows Media Center computers in your house and you previously wanted to have your content stored on your home server and mm-hmm. available, visible in Media Center. You had to go configure Media Center to do that. It was even more difficult if you wanted to have your extenders connected to that Media Center see content from your home server. And then it was next to impossible if you wanted to restore your recorded TV on your home server and have your Media Center play it back. Unless you were like a hacker who could like browse the forums and figure out all of the crazy scripts you needed to install on your Media Center and on your home server to make all the permissions work. It was basically black magic.
Yeah.
Right. So we fixed all that, and now, oh my God, you run the Media Center connector, and all those scenarios just work.
Yeah.
Right.
So if I get a new home server, I pull it out of the box, what's the fastest way to make sure that I've got Power Pack 2 on it?
Basically, just go into the admin console, go to Windows Update on the Generals tab in Settings, and click Update Now, and you'll get the latest updates that are possible.
Great.
If your server already came with Power Pack 2, in the Settings dialog under Resources, you'll see the version number.
Okay.
Most servers that are out there today ship with Power Pack 1, and so Power Pack 2 will just come down automatically in the middle of the night. It's an automatic update.
Great. Excellent.
Yeah. There's also a couple more features we did. So we enhanced the Windows Media Connect service. We were getting a lot of customer feedback that they're getting MP4 files. Basically, we always supported the MP4 codecs inside of AVI for streaming to Xbox 360s and other Windows Media Connect devices.
Yeah.
So now, if you have an MP4 container file, video or audio, the home server will recognize that, show the metadata for that to the Xbox so that the Xbox can see it, and then the Xbox will be able to play it back because the latest Xbox dashboards have those codecs installed.
So can you now play any file that a Media Center can play?
It's a tough question. But, I mean, I'll be really honest with you, right? There's a set of file formats that we can stream over Windows Media Connect. And the big blocking factor is whether or not we can give the client device the metadata.
Yeah.
Right? So if the home server doesn't understand how to break that file format open and look at it and tell what is in that file, it can't offer the metadata to the Xbox or other device. And then that device can't necessarily play it back.
Mm-hmm.
So the device has to have the codec that can decode the content. The server needs to have the information about the file format container.
Yeah.
Right? So today, most of the popular file formats, home server understands how to crack the container and give the metadata to the device. And most of the popular file formats, the device can play back.
Mm-hmm.
But once you're talking about a Media Center PC where you can install any codec on the planet, right, you can download anything, install it, then you've got a different kind of ecosystem going on. So I don't think we'll ever be able to make that device ecosystem play back every piece of content that a PC can play back, but we're getting all the popular things, and we added MP4 support because it was a big gap in our compatibility.
Yeah.
Right.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, and the remote access setup I mentioned, if you have remote access enabled, you already have a Windows Home Server, you'll notice that changing your domain name is a lot easier.
Cool.
So if you go into our admin console now, we've updated the remote access settings UI. So if you're a new user, setting up remote access is way easier than it used to be. Configuring your router is a bit more reliable. Choosing your domain name is simpler. If you're an existing user, one of the problems was always changing your domain name or managing it. That wizard has been updated and the flow is a lot better. We fixed a bunch of bugs in the product. So we call them power packs because they're not just service packs. They include new features like the Media Center support, the remote access functionality. But they're also service packs. We fix a ton of bugs. My favorite bug that we happen to have fixed.
It's your favorite bug or your favorite fix?
It's my favorite fix. Okay. I should say it that way. It was a bad bug, and it's a good fix. There are some users who may have previously lost a couple of backups for a computer. For in the most cases, you don't even know you lost them. Yeah. There's just some computer, a couple of backups have disappeared. Mm-hmm. Well, with PowerPack 2, if you're one of those lucky customers, you may notice a new ghosted computer appear in your admin console, and it won't show any description or operating system type. It just has a computer name. Yeah. If you're one of those people and you click View Backups, you will see those backups that we found that we accidentally previously had lost our pointers to.
Yeah.
Right. So that's my favorite bug fix in PowerPack 2. Most customers will never actually see it, but if you do, and you see that ghosted computer, that's because we found some backups, and I'm sure you'll be happy to have them back.
Great. So what's next for Windows Home Server?
Wow. Well, I can't, as always, I can't talk about product plans that are not announced. Yeah, of course you can.
All right.
We're working really hard. We've got a lot of customer feedback, especially in the Media Center direction. They want to see more in terms of Home Server and Media Center. They want to see Home Server support more Windows 7 features. They want to see Home Server basically, you know, grow up and see the next version of the product. And we're trying to work on that as hard as we can.
Well, we can't wait to come back and see what's next.
Right on. I'd love to have you guys here next time we do something that's noteworthy.
Thank you.